I want to look very briefly at the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy 28. The context of this chapter is Moses hasn't got a great deal of time left. The people of Israel are about to enter the promised land. They are on the cusp of something big. I don't know if 2017 will be a big year. A year that in years to come they'll look back and say that was a big year. 2017. 16, I think, has been quite an interesting one. But before we look at the actual verses, it's interesting to note that Moses doesn't look back. He's not looking back to the wilderness years. He's looking forward to the years in the promised land. And I find the older I get, and some of you are thinking he's not very old. Some of you are thinking, yes, he is quite old. The more I have to look back upon, the more I look back. But let me put it another way. The older I get, the closer I get to glory. And therefore, the more I ought to look forward. And Moses here is looking forward, and he's an old man, and he could have looked back. And he might have said, "Do you remember this and do you remember that?" Well, he gives us here the promises of God. Verse 1. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." Here we have some wonderful promises of God to his people, particularly the people of Israel, but generally I think the whole people of God, for whom all the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. However, it starts with a condition. So God is about to explain all the blessing which Israel will enjoy. But at the very beginning, and in later on in the chapter and in the previous chapter, it talks about what happens when they don't obey. This is what happens if they do obey. And I want to begin with a question. What has God called you to do? What has God called you to do? Because quite often we look at these promises and the blessings of Scripture, but we ignore that verse 1. If you obey, if you are an obedient people. In fact, it says if you diligently obey. That means even in the little things, the corners we sometimes cut. The Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Again, particularly, this refers to Israel. What does it mean, high above? Not physically high above. Israel has its fair share of mountains. It's not a mountainous kingdom as such. No, it's high above in his estimation. It's high above in the providence of God. It's high above in the inheritance of God. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So we know the chapter is about the people of God being blessed. It actually goes further and says the blessings that will come upon you will overtake you. Usually when the Bible uses that kind of language of being overtaken, it means like robbers are coming. You're being overtaken by robbers. It means an invading army is coming and you're being overtaken by an army. Well, here the blessings of God are so powerful for his people. It will be like they're almost being ambushed by the blessing of God. The blessing of God is so overwhelming, so powerful, that the God's people will be overtaken by it because they obey God's voice. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. In other words, it doesn't matter where you happen to be. It doesn't matter where you happen to live or where you happen to work. The blessing of God can reach you. Do you remember a few years ago when people were gadding off to Canada to get the blessing? And going here and going there. And a few years ago, they went down to Wales because that's where it is. Listen, whether you're in the country or the city, the blessings of God can and will overtake you. Sometimes I look at our physical situation here at Martin Top, and I'll say, we'll never grow. We're in the middle of nowhere. Whether you're in the city or the country, the blessings of God will overtake you. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Is this the point whereby I say, oh, now I don't believe in prosperity? I do. I do believe in prosperity. I believe God causes his people to prosper. Not financially. The prosperity of a fool destroys him, said Solomon. I know I'll never be wealthy in this life because it would destroy my soul. God keeps it from me to save me. But I do believe that God will provide. Whatever goes on in 2017, whatever happens between Russia and America with Brexit and anything else, this much I do know. God will always provide for his people, and he'll provide abundantly. He won't just provide you with enough manna. He'll provide you with more than what you need. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. I mentioned just now manna, when Israel would come out of their tents and gather the manna. In the promised land, though, no manna is provided. They have to work for their food. They have to grow it. They have to harvest it. They have to reap it. They have to use kneading bowls. God promises as much. He doesn't promise us an easy life. And you're here because you've work to do. That's why he's not called you home yet. Because you've a job to do. Go and do it. If it's kneading in a bowl, go and do it. If it's filling a basket, go and do it. But when you do it for him, even the ordinary work of life, God will bless. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. It's impossible for an obedient child of God to escape the blessing of God. Wherever you go, he goes. Whether you go in or you go out, the blessing of God will overtake you. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. In other words, God's not saying, hey, when you're blessed, you won't have any enemies. Oh no. In fact, I put it to you, the more blessed you are in God, the more people will oppose you. And yet look what happens, the tables turn. Though they approach you as one man, by the time they face you, they run away. They run away divided, and we stay united. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Well, I haven't much in my earthly storehouse, but I believe each one of us is a storehouse in heaven, and it's overflowing. You can't enjoy it yet, but soon enough you'll be there. And I believe that the good works which he asks us to do now, that in which we obey him, is filling that storehouse in glory. I also believe he will bless the place where he has put us. You know, I have people say to me, it's only a small church at Martin Top, why do you go for somewhere bigger? Appealing to pride. God will bless you where he puts you. And if he's put you in a big place, he'll bless you there. And if he's put you in a small place, he'll bless you there. Susan referred to that covenant prayer, which we'll be saying again tomorrow. You know, in that prayer, there's a line that really challenges me. It's, use me or don't use me. It's a bit more eloquent than that. Sometimes the Lord lays us aside for a season. And during that season, we're not to be going here and there. We're to do as he would have us do. And in the final verses, he he summarizes what's already been said. Verses 9 to 14. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, that they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. You shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, or go after other gods to serve them. I want to be a blessed person. I want this to be a blessed church. I want you to be blessed in your situation. And the message of the Lord through Moses in the 28th of Deuteronomy is quite clear. Obey him and he will bless. So what will 2017 hold? I don't know. But I'm prepared to take the Lord at his word. If we obey, that blessing will come.